This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There we go. Why not? Let's do a celebration early. Right? Why not? Early in the day, early as a focus on St. Patrick's Day becomes almost a month-long thing for a lot of people. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here spent some time with the St. Patrick's Day. Why not? Give it a couple of days. Give it a weekend.
We should, yes. Right? Especially because that music, the Irish music, is so much fun to listen to.
Yeah. We'll have some more of that Irish music during the course of the hour. As most people know, St. Patrick's Day started as a religious feast that commemorated the Irish patron saint, St. Patrick, brought Christianity to Ireland. But it's not just for the Irish. I think most people use it, especially since it's a weekend kind of thing. Going into the weekend, people spend the whole weekend.
Well, this weekend, yeah.
Slopped. Anyway, this is something that is celebrated around the world more than any other national festival, probably because of our enthusiasm, the Irish in America, and their enthusiasm for it. If you go back to the first parade that was held in St. Patrick's honor, it took place here in America, not in Ireland. This is kind of interesting. Started down in St. Augustine, Florida. The first actual St. Patrick's Day parade was 1737. But it was, you know, just one of those things. In Boston, they used most anything, and there were lots of Irish immigrants in Boston. Any excuse for for a party, drink some beer, that's what went on. So anyway, there was St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City that really kind of kicked it off here in 1762. This was before, remember, signing of the Declaration of Independence wasn't until 1776. So 14 years before we had a country, we had St. Patrick's Day. There we go. So the parade in New York City, that's a weekend thing, I think, right? A couple of million spectators?
Well, it's always on St. Patty's Day, which is March 17th, depending on, yeah, it doesn't really matter where it falls in the week. People will call off work that day and probably the next day. This year just happens to be on the weekend. But I feel like, what is it, Chicago, New York, and Boston have the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebrations?
I think you're right about that. A lot of restaurants have a Sunday brunch and shamrock shakes. Even McDonald's gets in with a green thing, don't they? Isn't there a green McDonald's?
Yeah, they're the ones that's the shamrock shake. That's where the shamrock shake is, yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
As long as their milkshake machine is working, which sometimes it seems it isn't.
Green pancakes on Sunday, yippee! Lots of green stuff. It's a good excuse for you, Mom, to tell your children to eat their green vegetables, right? Dr. Ken Kronhaus will tell you, eat those green leafy vegetables. Anything green. Broccoli, spinach, lettuce, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, all that stuff. It's Irish. So, well, cabbage is, right? Cabbage and corned beef and cabbage, that's a big Irish dish.
That's something a lot of people eat. Did you know cabbage is man-made?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I grow it in my garden. What are you talking about?
But you won't find it just like, it's not something that naturally grows.
No seeds. Doesn't have seeds. I get it. Okay, yes. I think that's probably true.
It's cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower. Or no, Brussels sprouts.
Right. So anyway, there are 34.5 million Americans are here of Irish descent. You know that? 10 times the population of Ireland. They all live here. It's okay. That's all right. Listen. 30 parades nationwide on St. Patrick's Day. It is not true that St. Patrick drove the snakes from Ireland. You know that? This is a popular legend. He did convert most of the Irish from paganism, however, to being Catholics. He was alive in the 4th century. He died in 461. And then there's the, why do they call it the paddy wagon? Oftentimes, paddy, that's something I, you know, I've asked
that.
Yeah,
it's one of those that's actually, like, in today's society is derogatory.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because that was the term the police used when they were hauling the Irish off. And paddy was a reference to St. Patrick, and so there you go. All right, so how many people believe in leprechauns? Raise your hands, please, if you believe in a leprechaun. The old Irish word that means small body. Right? Are there really elves? Are there really leprechauns? It's like elves that work with Santa Claus. Maybe it's the same ones. They go from the North Pole to Ireland. How about that? Uh-huh. There's a leprechaun story. There's an Irish gentleman caught a leprechaun, according to this story, who took him to a bush under which his gold was buried. To mark the spot, the man tied a red handkerchief on the bush before running home to get a shovel. When he came back, he found that the tricky leprechauns had tied the red handkerchief to every bush in the field. There you go. Why not, right? Lots of fun. So there's a poll out, Jay. 1,000 Americans were asked, how do you plan to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Was green drink green beer number one, two, or three?
No, drinking drink green beer, 8% said that was going to do. 30% said they'd wear green. 14% said they'd eat some kind of Irish food. 12% said they don't care about St. Patrick's Day and the Irish can go to you-know-where.
Oof.
Here's somebody that said, I'm going to pinch everybody I see who doesn't wear green.
That's assault.
With a deadly weapon, right? 5% said the most important thing is to find some good Irish music. All right, so in the control room there, James Collins has some Irish music. He says, what's next on the hit parade? On the... So actually, there are some who think that the St. Patrick's Day celebrations celebrate the birth of St. Patrick. That's not true. It's the anniversary of the death of St. Patrick, who used the shamrock to explain the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? The shamrock, the Trinity, is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he convinced people. It was that story that got people to change to become Christians. The shamrock. And that's why it is the national symbol of Ireland. There are, by the way, 166 churches in Ireland called St. Patrick's. I don't know how many there are. Biggest church, I think the biggest Catholic church in America is St. Patrick's in New York City, right? The big cathedral. I think that's the biggest one in America. So anyway, the Irish terms of our presidency... Kennedy was of Irish ancestry. Nixon was of Irish ancestry. Gerald Ford was. Ronald Reagan was from County Tipperary. How many people have been to Ireland? I think I've been three times.
Oh, I want to go. That would be
fun.
Amazing. Yes.
It's a beautiful country, actually. Very. It's beautiful. The business about the Protestants and Catholics, it was a Catholic country, and then Protestantism was introduced, and that's where Northern Ireland, you know, that whole business with Ireland, the Irish and the Northern Irish, Northern Ireland, separated because of the Protestantism versus the Catholicism, another ridiculous example of religion going awry. So it started out as something that was cool, and then when the Protestants came in, that changed the context, and that started back. The first battle between the Protestants and the Catholics took place in 1209. And that's when the Catholic Irish, developed the tricolor flag, the green, white, and orange, which was the first flag, the Irish flag of independence back in 1848. And so, anyway, there's... the story of potatoes. You say potato, I'll say potato.
Potato.
Potato. Potato. That's, anyway. And they were grown in Ireland, but it didn't originate in Ireland. The potato actually was brought to Ireland by Sir Walter Raleigh, and it came over from Scotland. Anybody didn't know that, right? Anyway, St. Brendan the Navigator, said to have discovered America and returned to Ireland to tell the tale. And that's why I forget about that. Yeah, supposedly was Christopher Columbus is another reason to believe what a faker Christopher Columbus was. So that's the, by the way, Christopher Columbus is sort of the counter with the Italians. That's why we have 2 days, in case you don't know it. We have St. Patrick's Day to honor the Irish, but then the people in Congress who were Italian say, what about us? So that's where Columbus Day came from. I think St. Patrick's Day is more worthy of a celebration than that jerk Columbus. And it isn't really an official holiday anyway, right? People don't get St. Patrick's Day off, right? They don't get...
They take it off.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's not one of those national holidays. It's not a bank day. It's not a bank holiday.
No. So the first celebration was in Boston, 1737. Second one was in Philly in 1780. At any rate, the whole business about drinking beer and partying, there were all the Druids were the pagans that were sent packing by St. Patrick, who figured out again with the use of the four-leaf clover that would convince people. Look at that. It all made sense, too, to a lot of people, for sure. His real name, by the way, St. Patrick's real name was Myron Sukkot. He became a priest, and he took on the name of Patrick. Actually, Patricus was his name. He was kidnapped by a group of Irish raiders as he had turned into he just became a priest and was sold into slavery. And that's kind of his early beginnings. So interesting stories abound about St. Patrick's Day here on Good Day, where it's 18 after the hour.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Limit supply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Doug with Jay Kushner, and we celebrate, well, there are a lot of things to celebrate. I'm looking at the beginning of spring, posting online, social media. I have my own Facebook page, Wowie Zowie, facebook.com/ Doug Steffen. We also have the Good Day Facebook page, and posted on both of those sites is the first sign of spring. In a manner of speaking, the birth of triplets on the farm yesterday. Triplets, not cows, but we have a lot of goats, too. So the kids, these three kids were born. I posted a picture of one of them. It's interesting how the mothers are, how they react. This particular mother has shunned one of the kids and taken the other two on. So the other two of the three, it's pretty common for every year we have a couple of sets of twins, and this is the first time I've seen triplets for quite a long time. Anyway, the mother has taken two of them as her own, and this one she shunned. So we're having to feed this little goat, weighs about maybe 2.5-3 pounds, maybe four.
That breaks my heart.
Well, she's okay. We have a Mother Mary, who's in charge of the farm, mixes up a batch of colostrum, milk from the cows and the goats, puts it together. And so the goat's been eating hungrily. I fed the goat last night myself for a few minutes. Just a cute little warm bundle. So the red that you see in the picture is the heat lamp that keeps her warm because in this circumstance, in the barn, there's not any heat. So maybe the mother is keeping the other two warm by just, you know, bringing them in. They just cuddle around the mother. So I thought you'd enjoy seeing that. It really does sort of portend the beginning. Mostly it's funny how right at spring they go into heat, they get bred, and they have their kids mostly right around this time of year. I think there's another mother that's ready to pop any moment. So,
how long is a goat pregnant?
About four and a half, five months,
okay.
If I remember correctly. Maybe a little longer. Cow's gestation period is nine months and 9 days. But the goats are not a little more than half that. I think maybe 5 to 6 months. I'm not as much of an expert on goats as I am on cows. Anyway, Teddy Cosmos says, please send us videos as they begin to try to walk around. Well, they walk around now. this little guy can walk, take him out of the box. He'll walk around inside the barn. But they'll be jumping in the next month or so. They start jumping around. So Teddy asks, do you sell goat's milk or goat cheese? No, we don't. We let them nurse on the mothers, and we don't sell that stuff. Sometimes because of the number that are born, people come in around Easter and they buy them, and we don't sell them. I say this, and I don't want it to sound, well, it is prejudicial. Portuguese like to buy them and roast them at Easter, and so they don't get sold. I don't know that somebody doesn't come in and buy them and then sell them to a Portuguese, but we don't do that. But that's what does happen to some of them anyway, kind of the negative side of it. There's a lot of nationalities, a lot of different groups have different traditions. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day. Certainly there are lots of traditions like that. So anyway, there's that stuff that's going on. Other things that are posted. Jay is always very good at keeping up with our discussions. And so we were doing the happiness thing earlier on, and Jay posted, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, fill in the blanks. So here's somebody, let's see here. I have a thoughtful day and I'm thankful. This is having a thoughtful, thankful Thursday. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, right on. A lot of nice expletives in the form of emoji. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Fix yourself. Take care of yourself. That's something good to do for the day as well. All right, here we are. It's 28 after. This is Good Day.
Thank you for great money-saving ideas. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Among recent suggestions submitted to the blog, double-check your checking and bank accounts for those trial subscriptions and memberships that have become permanent if you don't cancel them, which many, possibly most, don't or forget to. You may not have noticed small automatic payments. Two energy-saving tips for the kitchen. If you cover and wrap foods in the fridge, you will prevent moisture from escaping and ask less of the compressor. Use plastic wrap, not aluminum foil. And you should only run the dishwasher when it's full. Several who posted are selling their gently used clothing online at Poshmark or Depop, DEPOP.com. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Texas Senate passed a combating fentanyl bill that will allow the state prosecutors to charge fentanyl distributors with murder. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican representing the Houston area, said it's time that we take a comprehensive approach to combat this, end quote. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing longer cockpit voice recording times on aircraft.
The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into lengthening the recording time of the cockpit voice recorder. Following a series of near collisions on U.S. runways recently, the FAA said it was looking into requiring recorders to capture 25 hours of information. They currently only capture the most recent 2 hours of sound in the cockpit. The process itself can take a couple of years. I'm Skip Kelly.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. The times if we can't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, then what can we celebrate? This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Good day to you and you and you and you. A lot of people have a lot of questions about St. Patrick's Day. Jay Kirshner and I are here. I've got a few stories. I have a few toasts, I suppose. I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but then I'm kind of a washout when it comes to most holidays. I get that people want to have a good time. I have seen so much abuse of alcohol and stuff in my time that I don't really tend to support a lot of this stuff, but I know that it's part of our experience, and because I'm here to talk about our universal experiences, among other things, I don't want to dash your hopes and your fun. There will be places where there'll be a lot of chaos this weekend. Yep, but there's also a golden opportunity for you to find new friends. That's kind of cool, right? You can go crazy, have a few drinks, and maybe find a few new friends. Here's one of the Irish, the first Irish toast that I ever came across. May you always find blue skies above your head, shamrocks beneath your feet, laughter and joy aplenty, kindness from all you meet, good friends and kin to miss you. If you ever chose to roam, a path has been cleared by the angels themselves to carry you safely home.
There's
another one. Yeah, it is. May you live as long as you want to, and may you want to as long as you live. May you be poor in misfortune, rich in blessings, slow to make enemies, quick to make friends, and may nothing get in the way of your happiness from this day forward. How about that? Here's to you and yours, and to mine and ours. And if mine and ours ever come across you and yours, I hope you and yours will do as much for me and mine as mine and ours have done for you.
That sounds like a tongue twister.
You and yours, yes. May you have no frost on your spuds, no worms in your cabbage. May your goat give plenty of milk. And if you inherit a donkey, may she be in foal. Mm-hmm. May you live long, die happy, and raid a mansion in heaven. That's a cool one. I like that. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back and the sun shine warm upon your face. All right? You like that one?
That's a good one.
Yeah? May the luck of the Irish possess you. May the devil fly off your worries. May God bless you forever and ever. That's, I like that. It's sort of a caressing. Here's an old Irish recipe for longevity, Jay. Leave the table hungry. Leave the bed sleepy. Leave the table thirsty. Yeah, that's good. Here's to absent friends and here's twice to absent enemies. Yeah, there you go. What's a great Irish name? I have a friend whose name is Casey McCarthy. I think that's a great, isn't that a great Irish name?
That is.
Think about some of the other, do you know what the most common name in America is?
The most surname or first name?
No, I'm sorry. The most common male name, first name and surname.
Aaron.
You know what it is? You can, obviously, it's going to be Irish because we're talking about the Irish here.
Is it but Aaron?
No. Well, the most common male name in America is Paul Sullivan. There are more Paul Sullivans in America than any other name, combo name, if you will. Right, Paul?
More than John Smith?
Yes. Many more, as a matter of fact. There are many more Irish names. And by the way, there are those who claim that Smith is an Irish name. I don't know how they come up with that, but at any rate. One day, an Englishman, a Scotsman, and an Irishman walked into a pub. They each bought a pint of Guinness. Just as they were about to enjoy their creamy beverage, three flies landed in each of their pints and were stuck in the head of the drink. The Englishman pushed his beer away in disgust. The Scotchman finished the fly out of his, pushed it out of his beer and continued drinking as if nothing had happened. The Irishman, too, picked the fly out of his drink, held it over the beer and started yelling, "Spit it out! Spit it out!" Get it?
Get it.
You do get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, some Irish things. I'm looking at, here's somebody sent me this once. Ireland is the one place on earth that heaven has kissed with melody, mirth, meadow, and mist. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
right?
You look at any, like if you even just do a Google image search for Ireland,
mm-hmm.
It is just so beyond beautiful.
Yeah. And the various counties. My mentor in life was a gentleman named Sam Mayo. His name was David Mayo. But we called him Sam because I called him Uncle Sam because he was born the 4th of July. but he came, his family came from County Mayo, and that made me think about, as I was thinking about him and County Mayo, all the other counties that are so much a part of Americana. When you think about, you go to New York, and there will be a big discussion, I'm sure, St. Patrick's Day, so what county do your ancestors come from? That'll be a big topic of discussion, and there are a whole bunch of, a bunch of different counties. I happen to know that one best because of my connection. And the names of the counties became the surnames of lots of people who came over here from Ireland. And they want to know, where are you from? I'm from County Mayo. So here's Sam from County Mayo. He became Sam Mayo. And that's how a lot of them, the names became, you know, as they were. And when people first came over here from Ireland. Here's to beefsteak when you're hungry, whiskey when you're dry, all the women you'll ever want, and heaven when you die. I don't know. I just look at some of these things. It's just kind of fun. So I thought we'd have a little time for that. Have you got anything else to add before we move on to something else? I think that's as much St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I mean, we could keep talking about it, but I think people get the drift.
I'm already ready for playing my playlist of Flogging Molly and Dropkick Murphys.
All right, what do we have? We got another song there, Irish song. James, do you have that song? Did Jay send you in that direction to find that song or not? What's the... Is it?
And his last breath spoke, he had seen all to be seen. A life once full, now an empty vase, with the blossoms on his head grave. Walk away, me boy, walk away.
Who are some of the famous... I went through the presidents who had Irish connection. Is Ryan Reynolds, is that an Irish name, Reynolds?
He's
I don't know.
Canadian.
What, he's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. There are a lot of Irish living in Canada as well as here.
Bono Ireland. He's Irish.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
You will not find, by the way, any Irish in Mexico. They are not allowed. That's not really true, but how about that? Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, did you see that he developed this wireless company about 7 or 8 years ago, and on Wednesday of this week, T-Mobile announced it was buying what Ryan Reynolds has called his company Mint Mobile for $1.35 billion.
yeah, he's one of the main investors, a pretty significant role.
Yep,
and
good for him.
T-Mobile just scooped it up.
Yeah, he's a good businessman, though. He's known to be a good businessman.
Yeah.
And speaking of good businessmen, good business, Progressive Insurance, the number one insurance company, it seems now. They spend a lot of money advertising here, there, and everywhere. And why is that? Because they want to tell you about the insurance they have for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. So if you want protection on the road, on the water, wherever you are, check it out. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the number you dial up, or you can just go online, easy, to progressive.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As we go around the world here on Good Day, not all the news from various places is good like the info and the spreading of good cheer from Ireland. Down in Colombia, there was a coal mine blast. 11 people are dead. They're still searching for survivors. This was a really powerful explosion. There's been a lot of video posted here and there. 5 coal mines, actually, that are all interconnected by tunnels and ventilation systems. This is in an area that not many people live in, very rural area of Colombia. So there are a lot of people missing, Jay, as well. Some miners did get out after the blast, but most of the people that were in there.
A lot of injuries, but, yeah, they are still searching for survivors.
You think about this. Okay, so here's another. This will, the methane haters will be on to this one because methane gas builds up in coal mines. That's another one of the things. Why they haven't captured methane gas? Well, I shouldn't say in this circumstance because it is some of the gas that comes out of oil wells anyway is methane. But I know the cows that produce methane gas, now a lot of people who are on the farm are building these tanks that capture the methane gas and using them for the energy to propel the electricity on the farm. Do you know there are a lot more? I've discovered this as I've gotten more involved in this development that I'm a partner in, what it is that powers, how we can be, what I'm really trying to find out is how we can be self-sustaining so we don't have to be in the grid. So we're going to do solar and somehow or other capture some of the gas that's around that we create because there are a lot of gases that are associated with the compost pile. That whole thing creates gas because stuff is decaying, and that's really what gas is. You know, if you look at why do they have gas? Why do the coal mines, the oil wells have gas? Because that's part of the fermentation process. If you, and not to be too crude about this, if you're not cremated, but you are embalmed, or you go find a person 24 hours after he or she has died, and they haven't been treated yet, you'll not like. But I mean, when cows have died on the farm, and they haven't gotten buried for a day, it really gets to be stinky, and they begin to all kinds of gases belch out of their body. Same with human body, the same thing. So it's all part of the decaying. It's the natural order of things, even though we're trying to eliminate a lot of the natural order of things because we think it's bad for us. It is good in a sense because if you capture it and use it, it's better than just having it go up in the atmosphere, right, and be wasted. That's the way I look at it anyway. All right, Dateline, Sacramento, California. Authorities are looking for a suspect who crashed a helicopter after trying to steal it. Here you go. Turnabout is fair play. Nobody was hurt in the crash. And nobody's in custody either. The theft of the chopper took place yesterday. And Sacramento police are still looking around. This reminds me of the scene, Jason Statham, right? In an action flick. He doesn't know how to fly the helicopter, but he'll figure it out. And away they go. All right, good guys. All right, here we are. It's 10 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The hour now. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology here with Doug Steffen, 352-735-1400. I'm going to see Ken this weekend, and I hope that you, if you feel the need, will ask him for second opinion. You can go visit him, or you can do a telemedical Zoom connection, but you start by just calling the office, 352-735-1400. All right, among the questions, there's a lot of discussion this week about Jimmy Carter and what happens at the end of life. One of the other famous folks that is being watched at the end of his life is Bruce Willis, and how the care has for him has been so extensive. Apparently not the family's trying to keep this from, you know, keep it under wraps. They're trying to keep it from becoming a big deal because obviously they don't want him remembered for the last days of his life, although he's had a good life, it's just not as long. But I found this to be amazing, and I wonder, Ken, in form of a question, how much help is enough? Demi Moore, who was married to Bruce Willis and has children with him, they have stayed very close, even though they did not stay married. He's married to a woman now named Emma, who's trying to take care of him. But according to a report this week, Demi Moore has moved into the house with Bruce Willis and his wife to help care for this guy. I thought that was amazing when you think about it. She loves him enough, been important in her life, and so she sees his current wife struggling to take care of him because apparently it's very difficult. So now she says she's not leaving until the very end. And I thought, okay, let's talk a little about not Jimmy Carter, but these other things and how much care it takes. People are wondering about that. What kind of care is necessary, and is anything enough when it comes to this sort of thing? Because we've been talking again about dementia and that sort of thing. We always do this week, but there's always a report on it. So what's your read on that?
Well, Bruce Willis has an unusual problem called frontotemporal dementia. And this is a group of brain disorders, Doug, that principally affect the frontal and the temporal lobes of the brain. And these are areas of the brain that are associated with personality, behavior, and language. So you can imagine this is a pretty significant, important part of the brain. And when this is not functioning, he is needing an enormous amount of care. So it takes a lot of people who are trained to deal with this. And these are people who love him. And although people who love you try as hard as they can, it really takes professionals who know how to work with people who have these limitations. And so many family members have tried to keep their loved ones at home. They want to take care of them themselves. And the effort is so good, and it's the goodness of the people who want to do that. But they then fail because it's so hard. And anyone who's tried and failed to take care of a family member who is in this kind of condition should not feel bad, because it is not easy. Anyone who's never done this effort doesn't realize how difficult this is. And it's just such a common problem where families try and they realize they can't do it. So don't feel bad if you have to find professional help in these circumstances.
Yeah. All right. Next here, a question. Well, as long as we're here, let's do this question about dementia. We've been, as I mentioned, there have been a lot of items this week. Dementia and AFib. You're always talking about AFib and what happens to your heart. It beats like a bag of worms. I've always thought that was a very interesting description of it. So what does AFib do to increase your risk for dementia or the kind of thing that Bruce Willis has?
Well, AFib can cause clots in the heart, and these clots can be propelled to the brain. And these clots, when they're propelled to the brain, clog up the blood circulation to the brain, cause strokes. And you can easily see how over periods of time, if you don't get total clog, you get diminished blood flow to the brain, and it could lead to damage. And you can see how it might lead to some dementia.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a lot of stuff floating around, and a lot of people have questions, but this week it seems a lot of focus on dementia and prostate cancer. Those two are not connected, though, other than there's lots of information about them. Thank you, Ken. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ken, here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.